Hi, retiree rebels. I'm Mary Helen Conroy, life coach and podcaster. Yesterday was Memorial Day, that federal holiday for remembering and thanking all who died in service to our country. Today on Podcast Tuesday, we, the retiree rebels, also extend our gratitude for the women and men who died so we could enjoy the freedoms we hold so dear. It was in thinking about Memorial Day that I began connecting it with so many seniors who want to record their memories and take pen to paper in retirement in order to leave a legacy by memoir. Thomas Serrano said, quote, "Each of us is a book waiting to be written, and that book, if written, results in a person explained." Now, I've been a journaler for years. I have a bookshelf that holds nearly 36 bound books. Some of them are little diary types with the key. Some of them are 11 by 13 leather covers holding the pages together with thin straps. Some have lined paper, some have parchment. I've written with black ink and green ink and my favorite, purple ink. Regardless of the covers, the pages, or the ink, each has recorded a record of particular moments or days and years in my life. Now, many folks ask me what I'll do with these journals. You know, to be honest, I really don't know. I have them. I've never thrown them out. I've only reread maybe a handful of pages I've written over the years, but I have them. I guess I could ask that they could be burned upon my demise, but I don't think so. I guess by keeping them, I provided a way for others that want to know who I was and am, a way to do that. The main point is that I know the pages would share with those interested the good, the bad, and the ugly of my days. I don't edit my thoughts as I write. I don't write for an audience. I just write for myself. And I've always considered it's like talking to myself every time I write in it. But they have, each volume, become part of my legacy. But writing journals is not the same as writing a memoir. Journals like mine record a day or a life, but a memoir is a written piece weaving the personal experience of the writer. As you might know, there are many memoir writing classes held in senior centers across the country. There are books on how to write your life story, and there are even companies like the one my friend Linda Abbott has called Never Forget Legacies and Tributes that will interview you and write your memoir for you. Now, if you're curious about writing and thinking about your memoir in retirement, you just might discover what was important to you growing up. Perhaps you find things that you always wanted to do, but you didn't have the opportunity to do them. Perhaps you'll discover long-forgotten memories that will remind you of past joys, and they'll spark new adventures for the future. So for you, I have put together 5 tips, which just might sound a little outrageous, but perhaps you'll find them useful too. My first one is, don't start at the beginning. When writing a memoir, you don't have to start with once upon a time. Your birth might not be the first line. A memoir can start any time within your decades. Perhaps your first job, child, partner, might be your lead story. Maybe it's the moment you realized you could play tennis really well. That's the joy of being the author. You get to start the story wherever and with whomever you like. Think of writing a little short story of a piece of your life rather than a Russian novel of thousands of pages. Starting is the more important part, isn't it? Number 2, forget about grammar. Remember that your memoir doesn't need to be a literary masterpiece. Don't worry if you have a dangling participle or you end your sentence with a preposition. Your life story won't be being graded by your high school English teacher. Putting the story down is the more important part. Some people even use the voice-to-text ability many word processors have these days, and talk your life. It's almost like magic how your words will appear on the paper this way. Now, number 3, don't put your best foot forward. I don't know about you, but my life's been messy. I've made lots of mistakes, and I could probably fill another 20 journal books with just those. If you only put the good stuff in your memoir, what fun is that? Be yourself, warts and all, as you write. It's often our flaws that make us human, and it's our pits that make us sore. It's our mistakes that make the lessons that were much more important than holding on to perfection. Now, the fourth tip is start small. The six-word memoir. Have you heard of this before? This could be your memoir on a napkin. Once asked to write a full story in 6 words, legend has it that novelist Ernest Hemingway responded, quote, "For sale, colon, baby shoes never worn." For sale, baby shoes never worn. Doesn't your mind just start filling in the pages to follow? A whole book of 6-word memoirs has been written by famous and not so famous folks, and the book's called It All Changed in an Instant. Another 6-word book. But some others include, and I love these, Found on Craigslist, Table, Apartment, and Fiancé by Becky Lee, or Ivan Baskey's Family Portrait, colon, Everybody Smiles But Me. Or maybe you're up for the 3-sentence memoir. Try summarizing your life in 3 sentences. Think about your past and how you became who you are today. Rebetta Times, psychologist and author of the book How to Write a Memoir in 30 Days, suggests that the 3-sentence memoir can become the structure of your longer version. With 3 sentences, you just might have written the beginning, the middle, and the end of your own story. Even if you don't write anymore, the 3 sentences becomes a great way to think about your life. And Roberta gives us some samples in her book. Loving mom who worked all the time. No dad. Never really got over lonely childhood. Or, finally sober. Exhausting journey. Many regrets. And the last sample. Beautiful, close family, and then the accident. I love these 3-sentence memoirs. I hope you have fun today writing yours out. I wonder how many you'd have. And my last outrageous tip is this one, number 5. It doesn't have to be true. Most folks think that memoirs are true written stories of a person's life. Have you ever sat down with family members or friends and tried to remember the last vacation you took? Yep, you know where this is going. They're never all the same. No one has the correct version. Everybody has a version, but none of it is the truth. One of my favorite Anne Lamott quotes is, "You own everything that happened to you. Tell your stories. If people wanted you to write warmly about them, they would have behaved better." So as you write your memoir, remember it will only be true to you at the particular moment you're writing it. If you sat down tomorrow to record the memory, it's going to be different again. You're not writing an historical autobiography with footnotes. You're recording your memories. And memories are like kaleidoscopes. They spin and they twirl, and they always fall into different places. So this Memorial Day holiday week, please remember our fallen veterans. Remember their families and our nation. And then take time to remember your memories. Remember that during your nearly and newly retirement years, this just might be the time to write your memoir. If so, I hope you'll remember my 5 outrageous tips. Don't start at the beginning. Don't worry about grammar. Don't put your best foot forward. Start small. And finally, it doesn't have to be true. Telling your story your way is your legacy. Write out how all your days have led you to this day, writing your story, and consider that your family will be glad that you did. It's your legacy. So, retiree rebels, leave comments on your thoughts about memoir writing. Tell us if you've done it, and give us some of your outrageous tips that you found to make it easier to write your story your way. So visit our website or our Facebook page and leave us a couple of comments. Go, Rebels!